Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Japan Top 10. Hi everybody, this is your host Tassie. In today's episode, we are going through our March Top 10 songs of 2021. But before we start, I have an exciting surprise for you guys. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, it's Lydia. I joined the J Top 10 team this year, and I'm so excited to be a host for this countdown. This is my first appearance on the countdown, so let me just tell you a little bit about myself. My earliest memory of Japanese music was when I was a kid, and my cousin had lent me a potentially not so legal copy of Ayumi Hamasaki's A Best, and later on Dua's Affinity's Need Your Love. Ever since then, I've been hooked on Japanese music. I'd have to say my favorite artist of all time has got to be Aimee. I just love her soulful and raspy voice.
I do too.
I know, it's just so good. I can't stop listening to it. But enough about me. We need to get into the countdown. But before that, we would like to let you know that we are now on Amazon Music. Search us up there and give us a listen on their podcast page. All right, let's begin the podcast. This is a new entry for this month, so please enjoy. At number 10, we had Niji, Rainbow, by Masaki Suda.
Number 10.
ないていいんだよ。そんな一言に僕は救われたんだよ。本当にありがとう。情けないけれど正しないけれど君を思うことだけで明日が輝く。ありのままの二人でいいよ。 だまり見つけて遊ぼうよ。ベランダで水をやる君の足元に小さな虹。ねえ、一生そばにいるから、一生そばにいて、一生離れないように、一生懸命に気づく。 パパの優しさとパパの泣き虫はまるで僕らのようでさ。未来が愛しい。大きな夢じゃなくていいよ。自分らしくいれたらいいよ。一人ぼっち迷った時は
友達のこと、こんな僕のこと、
いつも大事に笑うから泣けてくるんだよ。何にもなかった空にポツンと輝いていた。ありがとうに変わる言葉ずっと探していたんだ。一生そばにいるから、一生そばにいて、一生離れないように、一生懸命にきつく結んだ目がほどけないように、固くつないだ手を離さないから、離さないから。
Niji is the fifth single by Suda Masaki and was released on November 25th, 2020.
It was used as a theme song for the anime movie Stand By Me Doraemon 2.
The music video was directed by the renowned feature film director Meepo Oh, who has won awards for Best Director at both the Yokohama and Montreal Film Festivals.
Niji depicts the after-happy marriage life of a couple and their first newborn. In the music video, Kotone Furukawa from NHK morning drama Yell and Masaki Suda play the couple.
So, what did you think about this?
I thought it was a very upbeat, kind of cheerful music. Did you watch the movie Stand By Me Doraemon 2?
No, I haven't yet, but I've watched the first one and I cried watching the first one. But I, like, since I've never watched the second movie yet, but just hearing the music for this, I feel like it's very fitting for a Doraemon movie. But
Yeah, I get that feel too. It's like a little bit sad, kind of. Mm-hmm. Has a little bit of a melancholic kind of tone to it, but it's overall very happy and cheerful. If you cried during the first one,
yeah,
I think you'll need like a lot more tissues for the second movie.
Oh no! Yeah, like for my background, I'm Thai, and the way that Thai people say Doraemon is Doraemon.
It's all like condensed into like a. I think I'm Chinese, and Doraemon is like Ding Dong.
Ding dong. What, really? That's so crazy. Yeah. That doesn't sound like Doraemon at all. Newer on our list at number 9 is Jishaku, Magnet by Aiko.
Number 9.
Thank you.
Taiko has revealed the music video for Jishaku.
The song will be included in her new album, Doshitatte Sutarerarenai Kara, I Can't Tell You What To Do, to drop on March 3rd.
Jishaku is an up-tempo song that portrays the story of a man and woman who repel like magnets. The lyrics describe the separation of the two.
The way they shot the music video was very interesting. Like, they used a lot of different contrasts and colors. I thought that was really nice.
Cinematography-wise and for the music video, it was great. Like, it was visual eye candy for me. Like, all the colors that were incorporated. My favorite scene was, like, her walking in darkness, but the path that she was walking was, like, lighted up. I think that was cool.
Yeah, I think it's a song that will grow onto people. Alright, this is a new entry for this month. Alright, at number 8 we have Sozo, Create by Jen Hoshino.
Number 8. Let's take something out of nothing.
Create is the song for the 30th anniversary of Super Mario.
Back in the middle of 2020, Nintendo started airing a commercial in Japan celebrating the 35th anniversary Super Mario. The commercial featured a song by Japanese pop icon Gen Hoshino, limited to the 35-second commercial.
In 2021, Gen Hoshino released the full version of the song titled Create.
If you listen carefully to the song, it is full of Nintendo references and Easter eggs, such as the GameCube startup sound.
I love this song.
Yeah, this song is good.
Like, I'm a big Hoshino or Gen Hoshino fan. That man can literally do everything. Like, oh my god, like, did you hear his other song? I think it's called Home?
Like, yeah.
Something like that, but he produced a song during quarantine by himself.
Like, it was like dancing alone by yourself kind of a feel. It was so good.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't like studio quality, I think, when it first released, and it was so short.
But that's the beauty of that song. Like, you can see how talented he is. I'm like just gushing up over him right now.
Yeah, he is so good. He's the pop icon for a good reason.
Moving one ranking at number 7 is Homura, Flame by Lisa.
Number 7.
Gina.
Homura recently broke streaming records in Japan for the most listens to a single song in 1 week.
The last streaming record was by NiziU, Make Me Happy, with 9,758,407 streams in a single week. Homura beat that with 16,741,278 streams.
Fans are eager to hear more. Homura, the first take, was the fastest video of her channel to reach 10 million views.
Lisa's had popularity in the anime community beforehand with her song Crossing Field for the anime Sword Art Online.
So, Tassie, how did you like the song?
I love Lisa. Like, I think her...
She's so good.
Yeah, her vocals are, like, fire every time, like, she's
singing. Powerhouse.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's amazing. We have a new entry for number 6. Poniteru, Ponytail by Vic Blanca.
Number 6.
Give
Vicky Blanca's fifth single, Ponytail, will be released March 17th.
The song is a middle ballad that depicts a faint and sad love with the theme of spring.
Ponytail is upbeat and shows off Vicky Blanca's lower register.
The album will also feature the pop song 10. So, what did you think of the song?
The concept was cute.
Yeah, I thought the music video was very cute.
Yeah. New on our list at number 5 is Sora to Ao, Sky and Blue, by Leo Ieri.
Number 5.
Kimi ga warau to ureshii kara, doko made mo futari arukesou de, kimi ga naitara sora mo naku yo, hoshi no kakureta yoru wa. 時の波がさらうとしてもいつかまた酔う横で明日の風を待って、桜の舞う季節に君と出会おう。そしたら朝が来て降り注ぐ光に青い空を捕まえたなら生きてゆこ
う。「Soro to Ao」 is Leo Yeri's 17th single and was released January 20th.
This song also features as the main theme song for the comedy TV drama series Uchi no Musume wa Karushi ga Dekinai, Date My Daughter.
Interestingly, the title of the song, Soro to Ao, doesn't just imply the sky and the blue, but it is also in reference to the characters of the TV drama series where main characters' names are Minase Sora and Minase Ao. Yo, that drama is so good. It's like about Soro to Ao, mm-hmm. and it is the names of the mother and daughter in the show. Mm-hmm. And it's just like it's such a funny show. Like, if you want your, like a good Japanese comedy, mm-hmm. I would like definitely recommend this show. It has romance, it's comedy, it has drama. It's just, it's one of the best dramas I've seen in a while, actually.
Really? That's a bold statement right there. Okay, I'll watch it.
Yeah, but how did you like the song?
Oh, it's cute. I thought it was cute. Like, it was like one of those like feel good songs type of thing.
Yeah.
And the cinematography was like great. It was like, it starts off with like super like blue melancholy vibes to it, and then suddenly it brightens up. And then like, yeah, I thought it was cute. What did you think?
Yeah. I thought it was really good. I really like Leo's like voice. It's so pure and clean.
Yeah, that's true.
We have a new entry for number 4, Sakura ga furu yoru wa, On the Night When the Cherry Blossoms Fall by Aimeon.
Number 4.
Sigh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Premiering on YouTube March 5th, the music video has already reached over 1 million views. Woo!
I'm Yeon, on the night when the cherry blossoms fall is also the theme song of Abima's last work, Don't Be Fooled by Loves and Wolves.
This song expresses how uncontrollable love is.
Imyeon stated, during the recording, I was a little nervous when thinking again that these lyrics still had such feelings in my body.
It is a wonderful song that makes you think about someone you care about. I really like Imyeon's voice. Like, I found her out through this podcast, but like I was like going through her other famous songs, Marigold. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, that one's so popular.
Yeah, that song is good. But if we were to compare this song to Marigold, I don't think you can really...
No comparison. I think, like, one thing I do appreciate about her is, like, she writes her own songs. Like, this one, I think she wrote it by herself. At least it's credited to her on the streaming platform.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Moving up two ranks, at number three is Universe by Official Higedanism.
Number three.
Yeah.
has been the biggest driving force for Official Hige Dandyism's large success in the last few years with songs No Doubt and Pretender, gaining hundreds of millions of views.
Pretender reached 100 million streams in just 23 weeks as well.
One of the driving factors behind this success could be the quality and quantity of the tie-ins related to their songs. Music festivals and popular events have many Official Hige Dandyism songs.
Universe has become another extremely popular song from the band. And it's also another Doraemon movie song, but this time...
Is it actually?
It is.
What? Oh, is it the latest Doraemon movie that's out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like the traditional, 2D.
Gotcha.
So what did you think about this song, though?
I like it. I really like Hige Da. It's catchy. The lyrics are kind of poetic. I don't know. His voice is so easy to listen to. It's so smooth and
and their vocal range is crazy.
Insane. He goes so high.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you think of the song though?
I like it. It's it just sounds like a familiar Hige Dan song.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yes. We have a new entry at number 2, Naki Warai no Episodo. Episode of Laughter by Moto Hiro Hata.
Number 2.
オレンジのクレヨンで描いた太陽だけじゃまだ何か足りない気がした涙色したブルーこぼれて広がってほらいつも通りの空
Motohiro Hata began playing guitar when he was 3 years old and has been singing and writing songs since middle school.
He has worked on many anime songs, including the seventh opening for Naruto Shippuden, Tomoe Date Sakai, and the opening for Itazura na Kiss.
He has released 6 studio albums, with the most recent one being Copernicus, released in December 2019. I like him. I like his voice. He's like super calming. His music?
Yes. Like super soothing, relaxing.
Did you see the music video for this?
This one, I don't think I did. I think I just listened to it, but...
In the music video, it starts off him on like a hill by himself singing. And then as the music video progresses, you'll see like cute little crayon drawings and like designs onto the screen. So like, it became all like happy and lively in the end, and I thought it was cute.
I think it's like very fitting for the title of the song, where it's Episode of Laughter.
Yeah, it's like super cute. Yeah, overall I like this song. Lastly on our list at number one, new on our list, is Haruo Dorobo, Spring Thief by Yorushika.
Number one.
Hara ni boku wa mou ikimo wasurete mata kakisai o kuru
Kurushika is a Japanese rock duo consisting of a former Vocaloid music producer, En Buna, and Sui, a Japanese female vocalist.
The band is extremely secretive, with their logo being in a combination of a clock and an eyeball. They have never revealed their faces and have only held two concerts, one in July 2017 and another in August 2019.
The reason for the secret is that they want their audience to listen to their music without any preconceptions. Let the music speak for itself.
They have released three albums, with the most recent being Plagiarism from July 2020.
What do you like about it?
Okay, I love this song. Like, I've been listening to this song on, like, repeat.
It's a mood.
It's a mood.
Yeah, it definitely could make you happy. Like, I definitely see that. Like, it's very spring-like, right? Like, very...
Yes, upbeat. That's why I like it.
It's perfect to listen to right now, for sure. I think it's really interesting, the song. It has a lot of contrast, I think. Like, especially in the chorus. Mm-hmm. We're just like, do-do-do-do-do. And then, like, the next verse is, like, do, like, it's kind of flat. Like, she creates, like, some riffs. It's really interesting, yeah.
So, although we finished our countdown for March, we have some extra goodies for you guys. Next is an indie extra spotlight by Matthew Howard and his song Midstream Ruins.
Thank you.
Matthew Howard is a singer, drummer, pianist, and programmer from Orlando, Florida, with a passion for strange and punchy soundscapes.
The title track of his first album, Midstream Ruins, is a not-so-subtle nod to the compositional styles of anime opening theme songs, melancholy chord progressions underneath hopeful melodies.
In his own words, "Bonding through music has made me friends across many international borders. I have seen people made hopeful again through music, and I wish to extend that experience to anyone who hears my music."
He would like to tell you guys and to our team, thank you to Japan Top 10 for selecting my music for their consideration, and thank you to any who take the time to listen to my passion project.
Matthew has been kind enough to offer Japan Top 10 listeners the chance to get Midstream Ruins for free. The first 99 people to get in touch with Matthew via Instagram at Scored Silky. That's S-C-O-U-R-E-D. S-I-L-K-I-E. Or you can email Matthew at matthew.howard.drummer@gmail.com and you'll get a free download of via download link. So go reach out to Matthew.
Our next song is a 90s flashback by Yuki Haruhara, and that song is Pola Star, 1997.
Come on up.
and singer Yuki Haruhara was an up-and-coming child star during the 1990s.
Polar Star was the theme song to the 1997 TV Asahi adaptation of the popular manga Glass no Kamen, and Yuki Haruhara's debut single.
She first started out as a member of the early 90s idol group Sakurako Club.
Haruhara released four more singles up to the end of 1998 and one album.
And now we have a special extra for you, the 80s idol song, Namida no Jasmine Love by Sonoko Kawai.
Sonoko Kawai was the 12th member who joined Onyaku Club in 1985 at the age of 20. She was an instant favorite among fans for her cute looks and sweet voice.
She launched her solo career with the release of single Namida no Jasmine Love. in September 1985.
She graduated from the group in 1986, but continued releasing singles such as Aoi Station and Sakai no Labyrinth.
By 1987, Sonoko changed her image from sugary pop, pursuing ambitions in songwriting.
Her seventh single, Jesse no Higeki, from her fourth album, Rouge et Bleu, was marketed as a self-produced single during its promotion campaign. Anywho, this was our last song for this episode.
So, in our next episode, Edward and Dean join forces to bring you a brand new indie artist interview episode. They'll see you in a week from now. Bye! Thanks for listening.
Bye!
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.